Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have 4 degrees here under mostly clear skies. We look for cloudy skies today with cold conditions and a high just near 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, an early low of 14, followed by some rising temperatures. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJAN. An Omaha teen has been sentenced to up to 12 years in prison for his role in the gunplay death of another man last year. Omaha television station WWT reports that 18-year-old Montana Garbez was sentenced on Friday to 6 to 12 years for manslaughter for the April death of 20-year-old Scott Evans of Council Bluffs. Garbez pled guilty to the charge in September. In exchange, a felony weapons count was dropped. Police found Evans dead inside a home in North Omaha after being called to the house for a report of a shooting. Prosecutors say Garbez and another man appeared to have been using a gun in a game similar to Russian roulette, and Evans was shot in the head. Prosecutors say Garbez fired the deadly shot. In an update to previous reports, Council Bluffs police identified the suspect allegedly involved in the robbery of a convenience store at around 3 a.m. on Friday. Officials had taken 23-year-old Matthew A. Campbell, a transient, into custody for questioning after he was found hiding in a pickup not far from where the incident occurred. Campbell was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on a charge of robbery. Officers were dispatched to the Quick Shop at 1749 West Broadway for a reported robbery. Upon arrival, officers made contact with the victim. The victim said he was returning to the store after taking out the trash when the suspect, Campbell, approached him and displayed a handgun, ordering him back into the store. Once inside the store, Campbell demanded money. The victim gave Campbell money out of the register. There were no injuries reported. Campbell left the store and fled west and then south. The victim told officers that he noticed a red Chevy truck pass the store a short time prior to the robbery, and while officers were checking the area for the suspect, they located a red Chevy truck. The truck had no plates, and when officers investigated further, they located the man, later identified as Campbell, hiding on the floor of the truck, attempting to hide under a coat. He was transported to the Criminal Investigation Division for further questioning. Inside the truck, officers located under a seat a firearm matching the description given by the victim. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of 44-year-old James Reed Mitroff II on Friday at 10:10 p.m. for public intoxication. He was arrested in the 800 block of East Reed Street in Red Oak. Mitroff II was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. Iowa is still analyzing the full impact of the federal tax overhaul law on state revenues, but some provisions are expected to create a windfall. The Iowa Department of Revenue provided preliminary data Friday showing the state expects to collect about $16 million more in individual income taxes for the current budget year because of changes to how residents will deduct federal taxes. That's estimated to increase to about $106 million in the budget year that goes into effect next summer, and by $138 million the following budget year. A department spokeswoman cautioned other aspects of the $1.5 trillion law, like changes to property tax deductions, could reduce state revenue. Republicans with majorities in the Iowa legislature want to change the state tax code this year, including through cuts. Details have not been shared publicly. The Iowa Supreme Court has upheld a longstanding right to privacy by throwing out the marijuana possession conviction of a woman whose purse was searched during a drug raid at a house she was visiting. Danielle Brown was smoking methamphetamine with several other people at a Des Moines home in October 2015 when a SWAT team burst in with a search warrant. Brown was not named on the warrant, but police searched her purse and found pot. She appealed her conviction, saying the purse search violated her constitutional right to against unreasonable search and seizure. A majority of four justices on Friday agreed, saying since she was only a visitor in the house and wasn't named in the warrant, she had an expectation of privacy. Three members of the court disagreed, saying Brown was not an innocent bystander and police had ample authority to search her purse. An Omaha man who pled guilty to misdemeanor for hitting and killing an Omaha street crew worker nearly a year ago has been sentenced to 14 days in jail and 2 years probation. Alan Solorana was sentenced on Thursday in Douglas County Court after pleading guilty in September to misdemeanor motor vehicle homicide in the January 23rd accident that killed 48-year-old Salvatore Fidone III of Council Bluffs. Police have said Fidone was standing on the driver's side of a city truck as he and others prepared to fill potholes when a car driven by Solorana drifted from a northbound lane and hit him. Investigators say Solorana was not speeding or under the influence at the time of the crash. A traffic stop on Friday morning near Prescott in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a Montgomery County woman. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports deputies conducted a traffic stop a little after 6 a.m. near Highway 34 and Redwood Avenue. Upon further investigation, the driver, Summer Brooke French of Red Oak, was arrested for OWI refusal and possession of drug paraphernalia. Authorities say French was found to be in the possession of methamphetamine and marijuana pipes. Cass County Health System officials are informing the public that there have been multiple cases of influenza positively identified in the community members over the last few days, bringing total cases up to 34 of influenza A and two cases of influenza B identified over the past 2 weeks. Affected patients range from 0 to 99 years of age. CCHS staff are encouraging everyone to exercise precautions to avoid contracting influenza and to contact their medical provider immediately if they experience symptoms. Influenza is a serious respiratory illness that can progress rapidly, noted Dr. Todd Bean, chief medical officer. It's important to use good hygiene practices to avoid contracting influenza if possible and to seek medical treatment if you think you may have the flu. People most at risk to develop complications from influenza include children under the age of 2, those over the age of 65, pregnant women, and people with multiple health conditions or suppressed immune systems. Officials with Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic have announced the first baby born at CCMH in 2018. That belongs to Tammy and Brandon Montgomery for the soiree with the Swans at the Atlantic Public Library. Laura will be giving 10-minute presentations regarding the Trumpeter Swans from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. with a light lunch available. Hot chocolate, cookies, sandwiches, and other snacks will be provided free of charge with donations being accepted for swan care. The event is sponsored by the Cass County Conservation Board, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and the Atlantic Public Library. They did mention that the gates, though, will be open for the entry towards Lake Number 4 for swan viewing here today if folks do want to head out there. And one Mega Millions ticket matched all six numbers and will claim a $450 million grand prize. The winning numbers drawn on Friday night to claim the nation's 10th largest jackpot were 28, 30, 39, 59, 70, and 10. It was not immediately known where the winning ticket was sold, but now it has been announced that ticket was sold in Florida. Lottery officials also increased the jackpot of Powerball, the other national lottery game, to $570 million. That drawing is tonight. The jackpots refer to the annuity options for both games, in which payments are made over 29 years. Most winners opt for cash options, which would be $281 million for Mega Millions and $358.5 million for Powerball. The odds of winning the Mega Millions jackpot are 1 in 302.5 million. Powerball odds are 1 in 292.2 million. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Charlotte Benton, age 74, of Cumberland, died December 29th at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of Life Services for Charlotte Benton will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Cumberland Community Building in Cumberland, with a luncheon immediately following the service. Steen Funeral Home Messina has arrangements. Donald William Hurst, age 92, of Dexter, died December 31st at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Donald Hurst will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Dexter Presbyterian Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. William Bill Demig, age 78, of Atlantic, died December 24th at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Cremation has taken place. A mass of Christian burial for Bill Demig will be held today at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Ruth M. Olson, age 87, of Audubon, died December 21st at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Ruth Olson will be held on today at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. David Westover, age 63, of Grant, has died. Funeral services for David Westover will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Wolf Funeral Home in Villisca. Norman M. Merck, age 89, of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Norman Merck will be held today at 2 p.m. at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Mary Ellen Olson, age 92, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Mary Ellen Olson will be held Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Eugene Jakey Larson, age 85, of Kirkman, died Thursday at his home in Kirkman. Funeral services for Eugene Larson will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Louise Shimarowski, age 85, of Erling, died Friday at the Crawford County Memorial Hospital in Denison. Massive Christian burial for Mary Louise Shimarowski will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. James Jim H. Thomas, age 84, of Atlantic, died on Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for James Thomas will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Vicki Borst, age 65, of Greenfield and formerly the Redfield area, died Thursday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in Greenfield. Celebration of Life services for Vicki Borst will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And then Dolores Carnes Robertson, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of Life services for Dolores Carnes Robertson will be held on April 28th at 10.
Staff offering the finest care in the region in an atmosphere of comfort, compassion, and life with Christian dignity. Dave's Auto Repair, 500 and a half Walnut in Atlantic. Dave Kirkhoff offers complete automotive service. Hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Stop by and see Dave at Dave's Auto Repair or give him a call at 243-3330 today. Mick Allen is a registered representative with Voya Financial. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through...